Embrace your inner witch, I dare you. Photo via Glitter Witch. It's Halloween, and there are witches everywhere. Hundreds of women around town in their pointy hats and striped socks say that's a lot of witchiness. What does it all mean? What does the word witch mean to us? Does the idea of witch send an inexplicable chill down your spine? Is she scary? Does she mean harm? Will she hurt us? Is she ugly? Should we kill her? Today, I'm suggesting making friends with the witch in you. That's right, we all know her. If we take away the fear for a moment, we can take a look at the true nature of the witch, who is in fact, a lover not a fighter. Witch is the village elder, the healer skilled in the craft of shaping, bending and changing reality, Margaret Alder. She lives in simplicity, in tune with natural cycles and rhythms. Do you recognize her? She is the healer, the midwife, the herbalist. She is in service to others and to the healing of the planet. Do you feel at home in a nature? Do you feel the personalities of the seasons? Do you have a special affinity with animals? Do you turn to natural remedies for healing and health? Do you use your intuition? Do you believe in the power of intention for manifesting change in your life? Do you feel your own wisdom? Do you notice the moon and its phases? Are you drawn to the healing arts? Just saying, you might have some witch in you. I mean that as a compliment. A witch's message is one of love, of healing, and for the importance of aligning with the phases of the earth and moon. It's a simple, really at times in our history, if you were too close with the earth, if you were too wise, too powerful, too much, too feminine, then you were cast out or Kalita for your wildness. Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that so much these days. A certain amount of wildness is allowed, so, what better day than today to delve into the truth of the witch, and to reclaim her power? As you don your hat and boots today, how do you feel? Do you frighten your elf, or do you feel a new and interesting power? Saradwin's Cauldron, by Emily Balavitt.